T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
We don't turn our TVs on to watch it all the time. And, you know, for us in our society, until it's in our face, it's really not happening.
And Chris Ello.
We have two more words to pass along to you. Tranquilo, hijo. That is, what was it?
Chill, son.
Chill, son.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Yes, we are on the air. We're in two different spots, but we're definitely on the air. 401 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, all here with you till 7 o'clock, 6:55 to be exact, somewhere around that time. Maybe some seconds in there as well.
Man, Tony's trying to squeeze his way
Tony
to the end of the show.
Really, it's counting down the minutes.
Yes, you only got to work till 6:55, man.
I'm not counting down the minutes. I know because I say that all the time with you to 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but we're not.
I would hate for somebody to tune in at 7 o'clock and think they're going to hear us.
We'll be long gone.
We'll be gone.
Long gone.
Just giving them a little bit of a heads up. While we were talking to Dylan, of course, another deal, NBA deal, came down the pipeline. Not one that surprises at all. It was expected. But Chris Paul is headed back to Phoenix on a four-year, four-year $120 million deal.
Man.
To remain with the runner-up for the NBA title this year.
Yeah, and Kyle Lowry has just left the Toronto Raptors, Tony. We should mention that. Some breaking news, as it were. Kyle Lowry, the all-star guard for the former NBA champion Raptors, what they wanted a couple of years ago with Kawhi and company, but Lowry going to be joining Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat in a 3-year sign and trade deal. So that's a big deal. I mean, it's a big acquisition for Miami. Certainly a great player, Kyle Lowry, and the Raptors can certainly enjoy their NBA championship that they won a couple of years ago, but they are miles away from that that level now. I would think.
Well, listen, this benefits our guy, Malachi. He got a lot of burn last year.
Yeah, Malachi Flynn, you're right, with Toronto. Good call, Tony.
He'll probably get to play some more moves. We talked about Lonzo Ball, but they also extended your guy, or they're working on an extension, right, for LaVine?
Zach LaVine, he's already kind of whining and complaining that he's not getting paid enough, like everybody does in these kinds of conversations, but... Yeah, you know, if I was the Chicago Bulls, I'd say, yes, we want to pay you some money, but please, along with scoring all those points, we need you to win a couple of games here every now and again as well. So,
well, he's got a point guard now that I think can help him. I really do.
I agree with
I'll
that.
I'll be watching more Bulls games because of...
you love Lonzo Ball. You love Lonzo Ball.
I like Lonzo.
I'm going to have to start to try and fall in love with him now that he's landed on my ball club. One other thing I wanted to point out over the weekend, because you mentioned... San Diego State and Malachi Flynn. I mentioned Kawhi Leonard. We mentioned Xander Schauffele, San Diego State, getting himself the gold medal at the Olympics. Did you happen to see the performance of Sebi Zavala on Saturday night.
Of course I saw my man Sebi.
Of course you saw that, right? That was awesome. Sebi Zavala was a guy who was a catcher on the Ty France Aztec teams of four or five years ago, and several other guys on that ball club, but Ty France is the name you know. Sebi Zavala was the catcher. He was actually the cleanup hitter on that team.
Yes, he was.
And I'm doing my scoreboard Saturday night, and I'm running down, and I see, well, Cleveland 12, White Sox 11. I'm like, all right, who did what tonight for Cleveland? Did Franmil hit any home runs, et cetera? Then I just kind of glance over at the other side of the box score, and I see Zavala, three home runs. And I'm like, Zavala? That name rings a bell, but I can't quite place it, right? I hadn't seen or heard from Sebi Zavala in, you know, 3 or 4 years. I had no idea where he was playing in Major League Baseball, and even if he was playing in Major League Baseball. And then I look up, I click on the name, and there he is, Sebi Zavala, our guy from San Diego State. First player in Major League history ever to have his first three home runs of his career be in the same game. Nobody's ever done that before. So
he went each direction, too. He went oppo, dead central, and right field. It was
awesome
to watch.
That's awesome.
And I mean, you can attest to this because you did the games during that time. Sebi had to work to get to this point right here.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
He wasn't like a highly touted guy, and really worked at his time during his time at San Diego State, and now you're seeing it at the big league level, three homers in a day.
Yeah, wow, first guy.
That's pretty sweet, right?
Nobody's ever done it before. Sure. Their first career three home run game, or first three home runs all in one game. So that was fun, and it's a good weekend for former Aztecs out there.
One more move that goes along. Trey Young. He gets the max extension as well. So, a lot of point guards getting loaded up today. With
Trey Young staying with the Hawks, I assume.
Staying with the Hawks for sure. So,
okay.
Let's start to get into some of this Chris versus Fan. Of course, you got a chance to qualify for our Vegas trip, a two-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, a spa treatment for two at Serenity Spa, and dinner for two at the Edge Steakhouse. So, if you're looking to take down Mr. Ello, now is the time, 833-288-0973. Scraby, let's get it.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
3 years, $90 million for Kyle Lowry, and it's a sign and trade with the Miami Heat and Toronto Raptors. Don't know who those players are yet. We'll get it to you as soon as we can.
Did you say Mr. 3 years, $90 million?
Yeah, I was just going to say, wow.
If you're out there and you got some young kids, get them working on a jumper again. My goodness, 3 years, $90 million.
It's crazy.
Get them working on the jumper and on the handle
and on
some toughness, because Kyle Lowry definitely has a lot of toughness. I think that's what he's bringing to this Heat. And can you imagine? It's going to be him and Jimmy Butler in the backcourt. That's a
good backcourt.
That's a pretty good backcourt for sure.
I agree.
Scraby, why don't you give us the rules, buddy?
The rules are you have to make it through three questions. Each question's going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. One question. Chris, have you watched 8 Mile yet?
No. I was told to watch 8 Mile by two or three listeners and Scraby last week because of our intro music, and I've yet to it's probably going to be a while. I'm going to tell you why it's going to be a while before I watch it, because my wife and I normally watch TV together, and there's no way she'll want to watch it.
I guarantee you she likes the movie.
I didn't say...
I have a hard time seeing Lori liking this
Brittany
movie.
Murphy's in it, that's the problem. Love interest.
That's the problem I have. It's not that I wouldn't watch it. I need to find a free few hours on my own at home to watch it.
What if I texted Mrs. Ello and said you would love 8 Mile?
She'll tell you to take a hike.
Okay. All right. I don't even want to tempt. I don't even want to test the waters.
But real quick, one of the things that happens when, you know, you start traveling is you start getting into a little more Netflix because a lot of time on your hands. I've been hearing about Ozark for a long time, and I actually watched the first three episodes like 2 years ago and just never really got back into it. And so I started again. I think that's another
you
one.
Should.
It's a good
and
show.
You got three seasons to go through.
And Scraby, that was the best part.
Yeah.
That there's three seasons.
With a fourth probably coming out by the time you're done with the three.
Yes, exactly. So I'm pretty excited about it. It's pretty good show there on Netflix.
Love it.
I must say.
I liked it too. But Lori didn't like it, so we stopped watching it. So that's what happens around my house.
All right, let's get to our first contestant. I believe it's Eric Easy Money out there.
Easy Money,
hey,
Easy.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Let's get to the first question. Ready? How many personal fouls does a player get in the NBA before they foul out?
I believe it's... Dude, I'm not a big basketball guy. I'm a soccer player. I'm going to go with five.
He's going with five.
Dude.
That is incorrect. College, it's five.
Yeah,
college
Olympics, it's five.
Yeah.
Get six in the NBA, though. Get an extra.
Do get six in the NBA.
Sorry, Easy.
Sorry,
Money.
Easy.
Sorry,
Money.
Easy. Good talking to you. Good having you on. It's really, he's a good caller. I like Easy Money.
He is. It wasn't Easy Money today.
No, it wasn't easy for him.
Let's go to Max. Max, welcome to the show, man. Happy Monday to you.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Max.
Hello.
Here we go. First question. Who did the Jets draft with their number two overall pick in 2021?
Zach Wilson.
Ooh.
I believe it was that guy from that school.
I honestly don't think I could have got that. I put that out of my mind.
Really?
Yeah. BYU quarterback, I don't think. Yeah.
He's already started with a 10-day holdout or something.
Oh, is he? Getting off
He signed. He's in, but he didn't show up on time because he's working on his contract.
Okay.
Well, you know what? You know what? I can't be mad at you for that one, Zach. Get your change. Get your cheese.
Will.
Especially the Jets. Fine organization, Zach. You gotta...
That's the weirdest spot for someone from BYU to go to, I feel like, is the New York Jets. Anyway,
I don't think so.
Different conversation.
I think that's a totally different conversation for another day that I'm not here.
Let's get to our next... wait, did they get...
Yeah, they got it right.
He got it. He got it. He's on to round two.
We're on to the...
I'm just going to hit the button.
What Colorado Rocky hit two homers in their major league debut? Wow, this could be a whole bunch of people.
What?
What Colorado Rocky hit two homers in their major league debut?
I guess I should say current Colorado Rocky.
Current Colorado Rocky. That helps a lot.
Trevor Story.
Trevor?
Story for two.
Wow, yeah. Nice job.
Nice work.
That was good. He hit like seven in his first six major league games.
Yeah, he did.
So
he did.
That was a good guess.
All
nicely
right,
done, Max. You're on to the last one.
Question number three, Max. Who are the only three shortstops in AL and NL history to hit 30 homers or more in a season at age 22 or younger?
So A-Rod, one.
It's Gravy.
Oh, yes.
Ah, he got that one.
Think close to home.
What are you doing, bro? Just
shh. Because the last one, unless you're a
You must feel bad about how you asked this question.
Maybe.
Acuna?
It's not a bad guess, but...
Yes, it is. He's not a shortstop.
Oh. Trying to guess now?
Here it is
A shortstop with 30 home runs under the age of 22?
Yeah.
Boom.
And he named A-Rod and Fernando.
Just need to get the last one, Chris.
No problem.
No problem, he says.
No problem, Scraby. That last shortstop is... What was that?
Whatever that 900-mile-an-hour car that just went by.
Careful. Nobody get hurt. Nomar.
Gassiapa?
Nomar.
No?
Is Nomar.
All right, Max, you're a winner.
Max, nice work. Hang on the line.
Yes.
Mr. Scraby will get you here in a second. The answer was Gleyber Torres.
Oh, God. Yeah, I would have never got that.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm just saying, I would have never got it. That's a good question. Fine.
I wasn't.
Why are you reacting to everything I said?
Oh, my gosh. You get so angry.
Yeah, I get
it. It was actually
angry.
A good question, Scraby.
Thank you.
It was just worded all kinds of crazy. I am so excited that the NFL is, we're like less than a month now.
We're less than three days away from the first game.
I'm looking forward to it.
How about that?
Because that means fantasy, all of these things that I get to talk trash or have trash talk to me, depending on what kind of year I'm having. I'm looking forward to it all. We got an NFL news and notes that just lets you know how close we are to the NFL season. But you'll have to wait till after the break in order to hear the NFL news and notes. So sit back, stay tuned. Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Here's a look at traffic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good on you, Max. Today's winner of Chris vs. the Fans. You'll have a chance to qualify on the program tomorrow. We'll be on at 3 o'clock tomorrow prior to Padres baseball. Padres are idle today. But they're in the Bay Area. Take on the Oakland Athletics first of a two-game road trip. That's right, just a two-game road trip. Tuesday and Wednesday in Oakland, then back home Thursday for another day off. And then the Arizona Diamondbacks are the opponent. Over the weekend at Petco Park, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, and I'll tell you what, it is, you know, baseball right now, dog days, August, Padres struggling a little bit, nothing like a little football to make us all feel better, and Thursday night is the first, I don't like to call it preseason.
Yeah, call it what it is, Chris.
It's an exhibition game.
Yeah.
Same thing.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
Preseason makes it sound like it might be real.
It is
exhibition
real,
tells you what it is. Just an exhibition. But it'll still be the guys
you
wearing...
You might see a guy you know for one snap in this game, literally.
If that.
But I heard Ben Roethlisberger is going to play the whole game.
I don't believe that.
I'm just kidding.
You better stop lying to people like that.
It'll be a bunch of guys wearing Dallas Cowboy uniforms and a bunch of guys wearing Pittsburgh Steeler uniforms, and that is enough for me, honestly.
To watch football?
No, but just to check on.
Okay,
I'll
at least check on the
game Thursday.
Check.
Night.
I like that.
I bet you we'll have it on one of the TVs here in the studio.
Oh, for sure we will.
Oh, for sure we will.
Yeah, we will.
We won't know anybody by 5 minutes into the game, but we will have it on TV.
We will definitely have it on. Look at that play. Man, that was amazing.
Seven-yard run.
Scraby actually tweeted this out today. People go a little bit crazy on practice tweets. You didn't tweet this out. Somebody did. I saw it today. But it is kind of funny. I always never really figured it out. Like when I used to go to Charger training camp. Remember we used to have a team here?
Oh, yeah.
And I used to go down to the training camp.
Wait, we had a team here?
Yeah.
When was that?
Yeah, back in the dark ages, we had an NFL team here in town.
Right.
Get off our show!
Come on now. But the fans would pack in to watch the training camp. And then one of the Charger quarterbacks would throw a 45-yard touchdown pass to somebody, and everybody would go crazy. And I'd think to myself, well, that was good and all, but that was still your defense that got beat for that touchdown, too.
Right.
So be
Chris
careful
would think
how
about
happy.
That.
I'm not the only one who would think about that.
No.
Am I the only one who would think about that?
You can't just enjoy a nice play?
That's like the same thing as if fans were let in for like an inner squad that we have during spring training and they saw Fernando take you Darvish deep.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah,
but
that's their starting pitcher. Too.
All that tells me is that Fernando is legit.
He's legit, all right. He doesn't need to go deep off you Darvish to prove that. Let's check traffic and then. Oh, we already did traffic. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
It's Monday.
I know.
It is Monday.
All right, let's go to Scraby for some NFL news and notes, then.
Well, thank you very much, Chris, for heading over to me. The Vikings, I'll stop that now. The Vikings, they're beginning their second
week. For heading over to you? You're thanking them for heading over to you?
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. The Vikings are going to begin their second week of training camp without the majority of their quarterbacks due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The Minnesota Vikings placed Kirk Cousins, Kellen Mond, and Nate Stanley on the reserve COVID-19 list they announced today. Rookie receiver Myron Mitchell has also been placed on the list. But Mike Zimmer, the head coach of the Vikings, not too happy with his team and the vaccination status. Here is Mike Zimmer talking about it during over the weekend.
Yeah, well, you know, something like this happens the day before a game. It has a chance to get you in the playoffs, you know, or something like that. But, you know, this Delta variant is rough. And, you know, you can see the cases going up every single day now. And that's why, you know, for the sake of everybody's health, I think it's important. But some people don't understand, I guess. Sorry, Bob.
Could this be a potential wake-up call? I mean, obviously much better happening now than later.
How do you know? Some guys are pretty staunch.
So are you mad? Are you accepting of this?
You know... Quite honestly, going through everything that we went through last year, I'm not surprised one bit. I am disappointed that this happened. I'm frustrated with not just my football players that won't get vaccinated. I'm frustrated with everybody. So we'll just do the best we can, and, you know, It's disappointing.
All right, so that was Mike Zimmer, the Vikings head coach.
He sounded defeated, didn't he?
He did not pull any punches. And then he turned, when he said, sorry, Bob, he turns to his PR guy and he's like, sorry, because I know you're going to get a lot of heat for this. So I just made that comment. And
is that
not,
who he was saying sorry
to?
That's
awesome.
He
turned to him and he gave him a little smile like, sorry, Bob. But that's Mike Zimmer talking about it, you know, and it's going to be very interesting to see what the NFL does this year. We're going to be talking to Greg Camarillo, former Charger, Dolphin, Viking, Saint. He's going to join the show at 5:20, so you guys can ask him about
that. Do you guys remember how many games got moved last year? Because it sounds like they're not going to make the same type of effort this year. They're just going to forfeit you and then tax you.
Yeah, that's exactly what they said they were going to do. So
was there enough games? Like, was there like what?
I say there was more than a handful.
Yeah, because you had the Titans and Bills playing on like a Tuesday night. You had that Ravens Steelers Wednesday night game.
One of them didn't get made up, right?
No, I think everybody played 17 games.
16.
Okay.
16, right.
They jumped through all kinds of hoops to make it happen.
But they jumped through a bunch of hoops to make it all happen. Of course, there was no fans in any game last year, right?
Ah, yeah.
So that's another factor. This year could be more interesting.
They're like, you know what? We didn't have any fans in these seats next year. We are taxing you guys if these games don't get played. Yeah. We got fans in the stands.
But you know, the thing is the people that don't want to get vaccinated, the players that don't want to get vaccinated, et cetera, are really, as Gary Zimmer said, are digging in.
Mike Zimmer said
they're digging in. They're very staunch in their thinking that they don't want to get vaccinated. And you know, the NFL is doing everything it can to try and say, hey, look, if you have to miss a game or you can't get enough players to play a game, your team's going to actually forfeit the game. You're just going to lose and nobody's going to get paid. But that's not enough to get people to change what their belief is, that vaccinations are not for them. So it's frustrating to people like Mike Zimmer out there who don't really understand why people don't want to get vaccinated.
A couple more notes.
And Ron Rivera, for that matter.
Yeah, yeah, Rivera is also very angry about it as well, but he didn't say it as much as Mike Zimmer did. Chase Claypool, Steelers wide receiver, he told the NFL Network today he's going for 14 touchdowns this year. And he scored 11 last year.
He was the guy I passed over and then scored. Like, he was available in all kinds of free agents because he wasn't drafted.
Yeah.
And then just seemed like he scored a touchdown every week.
You know, what happened was he had a 4-touchdown game.
He did.
And if I recall, and everybody went to pick him up, but a lot of people passed on it saying, well, that was just out of nowhere.
He had 11 receiving touchdowns, and he had 13 total
because
he had 2 rushing touchdowns, but he did not score for the last 5 weeks of the season. He did not score. So.
Okay. I think you'll still take 13 touchdowns on your
still pretty good to have.
you kind of need those touchdowns in the end of the year if you're going to win a fantasy championship.
Well, okay, so you're just assuming since he didn't get any in December last year, he won't get any this year?
For the rest of his career.
Okay.
No more touchdowns. Gotcha. The other thing, we're going to talk about it here in just a second in the Big Five, but Carson Wentz is going to undergo surgery, so we're going to talk about that. He's out 5 to 12 weeks. That's a huge window right there. But he is out 5 to 12 weeks with a foot surgery. He broke a bone in his foot. We'll talk about that in just a second. We'll also talk about Tom Brady in just a second.
Man, is there something wrong going on in Indianapolis that I don't know about?
There's bad quarterback juju ever since Peyton Manning left the team.
Peyton left, and he cursed them on the way out?
Maybe, because, I mean, Andrew Luck was good, then he got injured, and then he just abruptly retired one day, like before a game.
Phillip Rivers did all right last year.
He did. Yeah.
Did.
But,
okay. But they only got to get him for 1 year, and he was like, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah. I'm out. Yeah, he did.
He's a high school football coach now, Phillip.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I know his team is going to be really good. I don't care who he has on it.
Yeah. Doggummit, like it'll be good.
Coach. Doggummit, you are right. All right, that's it for the news and notes. We're gonna have some Buffalo Bills news next. They are maybe pulling a San Diego Chargers to Buffalo. Kind of crazy.
Uh-oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we'll figure it out in the Big Five.
San Diego Chargers to Buffalo.
They're pulling a San Diego Chargers in Buffalo. You'll find out in just a second.
All right. Understood.
That's the tease.
97.3 The Fan.
4:36 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scravey. We just got done with some NFL news and notes, which really excited me because we're getting closer to the NFL. This hour is brought to you by Vons and Albertsons. Save even more at Vons and Albertsons with Just For You. Get great deals like Lucerine large, grade AA eggs, now just 99 cents a dozen with Just For You digital coupons.
That is very confusing, Reed, and I've told Scraby such, but he refuses to change it.
To what?
You wait for me to mess up and then you laugh. That's what you try to do.
It says just 99 cents a dozen.
Just For You digital coupons on Vons and Albertsons.com. Limit 2 through tomorrow, August 3rd. It's the Just For You part that
it's tough.
It's confusing.
Oh, I've stumbled over it many a time. But the bottom line is, if you go online or to their,
if you pull up the web page,
you can get the Just For You coupon.
No,
99 cents
app.
A dozen. The app. Sorry,
I bought some eggs yesterday. A little angry. Didn't get them.
You paid more than 99 cents.
Why are you always angry? What
because
are you angry
you are
about
always
with
angry.
Eggs?
They were not 99 cents.
Did you have your Just For You digital coupon?
I did not.
You should have.
Stop complaining.
I know.
It would have been 99 cents then.
They should have notified me. I'm just kidding.
You know
I'm just kidding.
I've had enough of you. Let's check traffic, and then we can get to this Big Five.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back. Relax. Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And Gwen and Chris is brought to you by Golf Mart today, everybody. So go to Golf Mart. I love that place, actually.
That's all you got?
That's all we're supposed to say.
Golf Mart.
But I will say that I go to Golf Mart, and I do go through those bins of used golf clubs for hours trying to find a good deal. I found a 3-wood, a Nike 3-wood, for $10 one time. That is amazing.
How much is a sand wedge?
Depends. New, it could be anywhere between $100 and $300, but a sandwich, you could probably
find... No, in the bin.
In the bin, depends on which one you get. Like, you could find one for $30, $40, okay, if you want to. Why, are you looking for a sandwich?
Well, I'm certainly in the sand enough, so yeah, I gotta get one.
Okay, I like that. I like that. I know that Mrs. Ello has been playing golf lately.
She is. She's taking up the game, and she's doing quite well for a beginner.
Yes.
So much so that we've already visited Golf Mart, and we're buying her all kinds of accessories already.
Okay.
And,
perfect.
We're going to get her out on the course soon, and look out.
Look out.
Yes.
Number five.
All right, as I was saying before the break, the Buffalo Bills are in negotiations with the city of Buffalo about securing a new stadium. And the Bills aren't pulling any punches because they are trying to get a new stadium fully funded by the taxpayers. We know something about that here in San Diego. And there are reports out saying the Bills could threaten to move to Austin, Texas if they don't get what they want. Chris, thoughts on this strategy?
Seems to me that that's kind of the what you always do when there's something like this going on. You threaten to leave so that you can get what you want, right? This is negotiating at its finest. You know, we'll have to see how true they really are about that threat. If the city of Buffalo balks at all. It's a difficult one because, you know, of what happened to us here in San Diego. You know, I wanted us to do more in San Diego to keep the Chargers, but I understand why people felt some type of way about helping out the Spanos family, billionaires. So, you know, Buffalo has their own set of situations, and I don't really know. I'm not all that familiar with it, how things are operate in Buffalo, but I'm sure that the fans love that team and that city. So, yeah, this just sounds like normal negotiating ploy to me right now.
Okay. All right, I see that. I do. Tony, what do you think about this strategy?
I mean, is it a strategy? I mean,
that's a good question. I mean, it might just be them doing business.
I mean, listen, I just have a hard time seeing them not in Buffalo when it's all said and done. Those folks love that team. And maybe they'll feel differently than San Diegans felt. In terms of, you know, forking over the money for the cost. The team should pay something, though. I mean, I've always felt that way. Like, it should be, you know, it should be majority on the team to figure out where the money comes from. They want the new stadium. And I get it that the folks who live in the city benefit from it, but it should be the team that's paying for more than 50% of it. Okay, how about that?
If they're gonna use it, like,
right,
and then benefit off of like concerts and stuff,
right? Right. So they say it's, you know, it's, they do everything big in Texas. Can they take another team?
Austin's
got tons of money, as
yeah,
we
Austin's
all know.
A big...
It's certainly, you could certainly see why a team would pick the state of Texas and a city like Austin that is like growing like faster than any other city, it seems like.
It really is. I would say, not that this is my opinion time, but if a team moved to Austin, I would still watch the NFL, but it would be another little tick on that thing of not happy with
it's
the NFL.
It's not going to affect you in any way, shape, or form.
Zero.
I don't need a team
Zero.
In Austin.
To watch every
we do
football
not need a team in
after.
Austin. I said it. I will still watch the NFL. But it would be another one of those things where I'm like, big business is ruining the NFL.
How many teams have moved in the NFL at some time?
A lot.
In their franchise history.
A
yeah,
lot.
Probably at least 10, maybe more.
Like the Oilers?
Oilers.
Very angry.
How about
the
Rams?
Oilers
the Rams have moved three or four times.
Yeah.
Washington
moved
football
like three
team.
Or four times.
Yeah.
Oakland moved from Oakland to L.A. back to Oakland now in Las Vegas.
Yeah. The Washington football team used to be the Boston football team many years ago. Bet you didn't even know that.
I didn't.
See? How about the Indianapolis Colts?
Baltimore Colts.
There you go.
But see, all these cities ended up getting
I mean, there's
teams.
So many teams that have moved in the National Football
right.
League.
Right, so
you
mean,
can't, we want, what's one more going to do?
I think it's more of the Austin I'm not a fan. I don't know.
Austin's not a big enough city for you to...
Austin doesn't like you?
No.
What happened?
It's just like Texas, I don't think, needs... What would they have? Dallas, Houston. Is that it?
Yeah.
Am I missing any?
It. Three. No.
They don't need three
what
teams
What if they
in
went
Texas.
To San Antonio? Would that be okay with
they don't,
you?
No. They don't need three teams in Texas. Okay, not my opinion. Not my opinion time.
Tony, you're the one that said it was okay to give his opinion, yeah. So we have to suffer.
All right, I'm going to move on.
Number four.
Steph Curry is rumored to have a big-time extension in the works by the Golden State Warriors. He's coming off of one of his best seasons of his career. He set career highs in points with 32 and threes made with 5.3 per game. Tony, the extension would be for 4 years and $215 million. Is this a no-brainer for the Warriors?
Yes. It's a no-brainer for anybody who has Steph Curry on their team. He is he is one of the athletes that does it right. Right? Like, there's just nothing you can pick at. You can try to make up something, but Steph Curry's solid. And you know what else why it's a good deal? You can shoot jumpers for the rest of your life. Like, He doesn't have to, like, get to the basket, and, like, his game isn't dependent on that. So you're going to get a lot out of your 4 years that you have Steph Curry on the floor. I think it's a no-brainer deal. Good for him. Yeah, this is an easy one.
Chris, no-brainer for the Warriors to give Steph Curry 4 years, 215?
No, I hope that they box it up and blow it and lose him for the rest of time, and he winds up going to the Chicago Bulls.
That's where I knew this was going.
No, I don't know. I mean, it is a no-brainer on the surface, but it is a lot of money, and I mean, he's been around a long time, but he's done so much for this franchise. I think you're almost forced into doing it. You know,
this is the Kobe Bryant thing right here.
Like, yeah, I mean, this is Steph Curry. How are you going to let him go finish his career elsewhere? I mean,
right.
To me, you know, I don't know if the Bulls regretted it, but Michael Jordan finishing his career in Washington with the Wizards still is kind of sticks in my craw a little bit. Yeah, I don't think the Warriors, they got to take care of Steph. So, yes, it's a no-brainer.
All right.
There's your answer.
Number three.
The trade deadline in Major League Baseball was Friday at 1 p.m., but the Brewers made a trade for John Axford from the Blue Jays, who was part of their TV broadcast team. What did the Brewers give up for him? Reports say he gave up $1 for John Axford. Tony, I believe you just missed him because he started with the Brewers in 2009. And you were in, were you in San Diego by 2009?
I was in San Diego.
Okay, so you just missed him. But the Brewers, they needed a right-handed pitcher. John Axford was available. He hasn't pitched since 2018, but he did pitch in a few Team Canada qualifiers for the Olympics and then was signed by the Blue Jays. The issue is that he's going to bump someone from the 40-man roster. Chris, would you rather take a chance on someone in your minor league system or John Axford?
Man, I'd probably rather take a chance on someone in my minor league system off the top of the sheet here. But when you're talking about broadcasters, don't be knocking baseball broadcasters out there.
I didn't say anything about – I was just saying – like,
you kind of pointed out the fact that they made a trade for a broadcaster. Oh, I mean, the guy who's doing
honestly,
the show with
not,
us
no.
happens to be a broadcaster.
Is that why Tony's
well.
Looking at me? Like,
I'm not looking at you any type of way. I hadn't heard this story. I'm trying to. I swear to God, I thought that you just misspoke and you didn't mean to say broadcaster, but you really meant broadcaster.
Yeah, no, he was a TV broadcaster that ended up getting signed by the Blue Jays.
Wait,
after.
Time out. Was he a TV broadcaster, like, during this season?
I believe so.
So, wait a minute.
Let me make sure.
It's one thing to go from the booth to being a manager or a coach. I think Jerry Coleman went down to be a manager from the booth. Several guys have gone probably from
right.
the booth to being manager. Pat Riley's the most infamous. He was working with Chick Hearn doing Laker games when they summoned him to be an assistant to Paul Westhead, and then Magic Johnson and Paul Westhead didn't see eye to eye, and out went Paul Westhead, and in went Pat Riley, and the rest is history. So,
yeah, Axford began this season as a studio analyst on the Blue Jays television broadcast crew.
Wow. So he must have been throwing, like, meantime on the side.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's the only way to... Good for him.
The Brewers are like a division leader. Like, what are they doing messing around with broadcasters? They don't have enough depth in their starting, in their bullpen
this...
to...
this seems like a decision, you know, because of familiarity.
Yeah.
They had him in their organization. He got his start with the Brew Crew in 09. So I don't know. I don't know how he's pitched. I don't know anything about it.
I was just about to update you because this article was updated. He went 1-0 with a .84 ERA and 9 relief appearances for the Blue Jay Buffalo affiliate. He struck out 14.
Okay, so he was pitching.
You said that they took him right out of the booth.
He started the year in the booth.
Okay, but he's obviously been back pitching of late.
I said he pitched for Team Canada in some qualifiers, and the Blue Jays saw him pitch, and then they signed him to a minor league deal.
That's why I was so confused. It just seemed like he was going straight from the booth. He might have did a couple games with Team Canada, but he was in the booth mainly, and now he's playing baseball with the Brewers. He pitched some games in AAA. Okay, to answer your original question, which is, would they take a chance on a minor league guy versus bringing
John Axford
in?
Yeah.
I think it depends. If what they saw from Axford and, you know, these outings that he had were legit, he's coming from AAA. He's coming from AAA Toronto. So, I mean, they probably were watching him as they were watching their guy. So I think clearly their scouting department felt he could help. And their scouting department has been pretty good. They also okayed a deal to have trade for Willie Adames. And look what he's done for their team. So I think you can trust their scouting reports at this point, and we'll see how Axford does.
Chris, anything to add?
Yes, I think he's worth a dollar.
Yeah, I can't believe they traded for a dollar.
Maybe that's it. But he's
and
worth
the reason he
dollar.
Was able to be traded after the deadline is because he was not on any 40-man rosters, and so said that was okay.
There's always loopholes.
I know.
I thought they got rid of the whole waiver thing, but guess not. If you're not on the 40, man, you could do it.
The Colts are in some trouble after it was announced today Carson Wentz will be out 5 to 12 weeks after breaking a bone in his foot, which will require surgery. The media has found the Colts' replacement, Nick Foles. The media asked him about whether or not he would want to reunite with his Super Bowl offensive coordinator, Frank Reich. He said, Nick Foles, that is. Listen, Frank is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, coaches of all time. He understands me as a player. He understands me as a person. But, you know, I haven't had any talks with them. I'm a Chicago Bear right now, but he knows me. He understands. End quote. If you look at the Colts depth chart, you'll see Jacob Eason and rookie Sam Ellinger as backups. So, Tony, would you rather take your chances with some of your young quarterbacks, or would you trade for Nick Foles?
I think it depends on how long you think Carson Wentz is going to be out. It's a wide range, right?
5 to 12. It's really weird.
So, I mean, if it's 5 weeks, you know, I think you go with the young guys. If it's 7 weeks, I think you go with the young guys. But I think after that, you know, because 7 weeks, I believe, is week two, which is right around that time.
Okay.
But if it starts getting into, like, you know, nine, closer towards the end, maybe you do consider, because I mean, I know there's one extra game this year, but that ain't, you lose too many games early, you kind of seal your fate in the NFL. And listen, can you anticipate that division being as bad? You know, I mean, being bad, I don't think you can. I mean, there's going to be some drop off a little bit, you know, with some of the teams in that division, but it's hard to see them that being a good thing. I think if it's towards the back end of that deal or that diagnosis, I think you may look into it. But if it's the front end, I think you go with the young guys.
Chris?
I would avoid Nick Foles at all costs at this point.
Me too.
I just think his moment in the sun was had. And I think he's kind of proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that he can't get the job done anymore. And I think if you're the Colts, you really can't do this for one major reason. And that is Carson Wentz, the last person he wants to turn around and see in his locker room is Nick Foles.
Oh, man.
The same guy who took his spot in Philadelphia.
That is a great point. Didn't even think about that.
Same guy. I can't imagine doing that to Carson Wentz, going, hey, we're going to bring Nick Foles to compete with
you.
He's
like, I just got out of that area of my career.
He's like, this guy won't stop following me.
Nah.
Hi.
I just can't see them doing it for that reason.
Nick? What is Nick Foles doing here?
Just had a conversation with myself.
Number one.
Tom Brady, I know your guys' answer on this. So, Tom Brady appeared to be upset with his Tampa Bay Buccaneers teammates during training camp on Sunday, and at least one incident led to the quarterback slamming his helmet. Brady, according to this article, was in the middle of a solid two-minute drill when it ended with a sack and a few incompletions, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Seven-time Super Bowl champion was unhappy. He said, or yelled, quote, "Gotta make bleeping plays when you're tired, fellas," end quote. He was heard saying, I get it. He's the GOAT. But Chris, is August 1st too early for yelling?
What's my answer going to be?
Your answer is going to be, your answer is going to be no, because he's the GOAT.
Okay. I probably would have expanded on it a little more than that.
Okay.
I mean, this is where
he
you start.
He knows what it takes to win a Super Bowl.
No, this is where you start setting the tone. I mean, I don't ever think it's too early.
Chris.
Let them know.
Of course, this is when you start setting the tone right now. Get guys focused on doing the things right now, not 3 months from now. So this is an easy
one. He's the GOAT for a reason.
It's an easy one.
These are the habits he sets early.
Yeah, he throws his teammates under the bus.
He did not. He just said we got to play better.
He slammed his helmet. Knock it off.
Knock it off.
God, would you be a wimpy football player?
No, I would get in Tom Brady's face.
You would
just
not.
Just kidding. I wouldn't get Tom Brady's face. I mean, he's the GOAT.
You probably would.
No, he's the GOAT. I can't do
it. And then you come back 5 hours like, you know what, Tom? I'm sorry, man.
Hey, Tom, please don't.
Where my emotions?
By that time, Tom would have you removed from the team.
I was going to say, please don't cut me and also make sure that no one else ever signs me in the NFL again. All right, that's it for the Big Five.
Hey, I just got a message from Lori. She said she would watch the movie 8 Mile.
Did she?
Yes.
All right, well, we're going to talk about that and also the Padres next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.